Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. In today's video, I want to talk to you about limitations. If you're a man who's been thinking that you have limitations in your life, in your relationship, if you've been thinking that your hands have been tied behind your back, or your feet are stuck in concrete, or that you have very few options to ever have the kind of life and love that you thought you should have, you feel you may not be getting as deep or engaged in life, in your relationship. You may not have the affection and the fun and the approval and the appreciation and the sexiness that you've always wanted to have as a man in this life, engaged in your work, in your children, and your relationship with your woman. If you're that guy thinking you just may die before you ever have the life you want, this video is for you. I've been trying to find a way to explain what happens when a man like that, and I was a man like that, when a light comes on, when something switches from I'll probably never get what I want, what I deserve, what I need, what I desire, I'll probably never get it because I'm not the kind of man who gets that. I heard a story today. I saw a video. I was on the internet, right? Shouldn't have been on the computer, but I was on the computer and my coach sent me a video, which seemed to be unrelated to anything I talk about until I watched the video. And it was about another coach, a woman who works with children. And she was talking about a 17-year-old girl that she met named Antoinette. And this woman was talking about how she was new to the coaching business for teens who were troubled and had learning disabilities. And Antoinette was new to a class that she was going to, so they paired up the new coach with the new student, a 17-year-old girl who spent 17 years of her life in a wheelchair, told that she'll never walk again. It was told to everybody that she would never participate in school or be a student. She held her head down like this all the time. Her head was always in this position, always down, and her hair was down. And the coach didn't know what to do. The coach decided to buy into the story of Antoinette's limitations, that she would always be wheelchair bound, always be mute, not speak, never walk, never think, never participate, never engage. And to make a long story short, she spent weeks and weeks and weeks with Antoinette in a classroom, with Antoinette sitting in her wheelchair in the back of the classroom with her head down. And one day, another teacher decided to do a lesson with some music. This was in 2003, so there was a CD player. And the other teacher hits the button on the CD player, and music started. It filled the room. And the new coach glanced over at Antoinette and noticed one thing. She noticed that instead of doing this, Antoinette's head did this. It was an imperceptible one-inch rotation, you know, counterclockwise, whatever that is. Nobody else saw it but the new coach. She saw what happened when music filled the room, and all of a sudden, the catatonic Antoinette moved her head 1 inch. It was a glimmer of hope. It was a glimmer of light that all the limitations and restrictions and all the prognostication that she would lead a horrible life just might not be true. There was more going on inside Antoinette. There were secrets inside her that got stirred by music and by this coach who was willing to pay attention and to look at her and to see her. And so what happened was, after that, Antoinette started opening her eyes more. She started singing to the music. As the weeks went by, they prepared for a big class track and field event where they had to walk around the track together. There was no running. But by the end of a few months, this new coach, working with Antoinette and music, and the inspiration that was always inside Antoinette to be more and to have more and to engage and to live, came true. She opened her eyes and she got out of her wheelchair and she began walking. And then when it came time for the track and field day, Antoinette walked 3 miles around the track with everybody else. And she was known to high-five anybody who came by her. It could be the principal or the janitor or a teacher. It didn't matter. Antoinette would high-five everybody because she found her genius. She found her life. She found her spark. And she found out that she was not doomed to the life that everybody thought she was doomed to, the one that she thought she was doomed to. So what's this got to do with you and me? A lot of guys like you and I can get to a point in our life, in our love and relationships, where we think we're hamstrung, we're hogtied. We cannot get out of the situation we're in because it'll never get better than what we have. We may be stuck in a job where we're disrespected and we're not appreciated and undervalued. We may be in a marriage or a relationship where we feel emasculated and we feel undervalued and we don't feel seen, heard, listened to, understood. We don't feel like we're ever going to be welcome in our own home or welcomed in our own bed. We're not going to have the affection and the approval and the appreciation that we want with a partner. It's not a need. It's not a boyish need that we just want to be taken care of. It's a manly need that we know we deserve this. We know we should have this. Yet a lot of us get to the point to where we think we're screwed. We're like Antoinette. We hold our head down and we get angry, we get resentful, and we get quiet. This is kind of a somber video. I don't mean it to be all down in the dumps. I'm actually inspired. The video I saw was a story, and stories always get me going, and I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to explain to you about that spark. Every single man has that spark in him. Music did it for Antoinette. For a lot of the guys I work with, that spark may be a story, it may be a question, it may be a challenge, it may be a kick in the ass, it may be being told that you're full of shit. The limitations you think you have right now, maybe it's been demonstrated for 20 years that your marriage is crap, or your life is crap, or your boss is crap, and you'll never have more, be more, or love more. It is crap. It's bullshit. And I can promise you that inside you are the answers already. When you sign up for coaching or any kind of support group, you're not looking for people to give you the answers. You're looking for people to uncover the answers that are already inside you, to challenge you and to ask you really powerful questions. When a man transforms through coaching, he doesn't do it because of me. He does it through me. And that's what I want to do for you. I want you to see the spark. I want you to feel the music. I want you to see the glimmer of light that you know you're full of shit. I'll start the party, right? I'll tell you, but me telling you isn't going to change a thing. What I want to do is help you understand why you're full of shit and why the limitations that you think you have or somebody else has put on you or the story of your family, whatever you think your story is and the bad ending that may go with it, it's crap. And I want to be the one to help you realize that. And as soon as you find that, your transformation accelerates. A man takes off faster than he could ever imagine as soon as that light switch flips and he knows that he's been believing his own bullcrap. And he's no longer scared to do the things he has to do, to think the things he has to think, and to say the words that need to be said. If you're watching this video, it is part of my newsletter. I'm going to put a link below this for an article I wrote recently about 21 things that unhappy husbands never say before it's too late. This is an example of the kind of things that I want you to be saying out loud. All 21 of these things I bet you want, and you may believe you don't have. And you may think you're never going to get them, and you're full of crap. So I hope you enjoy the article below this video. I hope you understand the connection between Antoinette's spark and the spark that lives within you and how it can get ignited and why you believing it may never get ignited is a bunch of crap. Thanks for watching today. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.